Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you all this morning on Blog Talk? Thank you all for joining in. I am your host for today, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. I am standing in, substituting for our great apostle-elect, Cecilia Kaiser. I thank God for this opportunity because when she called and asked if I would be able to do it for her, I told her I would. So I thank God for this time to be able to stand in for her, as I said earlier, and I hope you all enjoy what I believe God put on my heart for today, because I had shared with her, Apostle, I don't even know what to speak about for tomorrow, but as I began to get quiet, like I told her I would get quiet before God and ask him. When I picked up my word and I opened it up, I looked at this and I think God gave this to me to give to you all. Why I say I think God gave this to me is because I know that the word said we should always be ready. We were taught to always be ready for when God calls on you. So I just wanted to let you all know. I also wrote down some things for this scripture, the scriptures rather, that I will be reading to you. We're going to come from Psalms 121. And I just want you all to enjoy with me on today that we are up early seeking God early in the morning. He said that they that seek him early may find him. So let's go into prayer real quick, and then we're going to go into the word. Father God, we thank you for today, God. We thank you for another day to come before you, to ask you to forgive us, oh God, to take a hold of our life, take a hold of our minds, take a hold of our hearts, guide our spirits in the way that they should go, God. Come into our souls and point it in the right direction, where that we may desire you even the more. God, we just ask you for another chance to get our relationship right with you, God. God, for we believe that you are our Lord and Savior. We believe that you rose on the third day. We believe that you died for our sins, God. We want to believe in you 24/7. God, we just ask you for to give us another day to prepare for preparation, to get it right with you. Each day go past, God, we could do more, even the more, to get it right with you, oh God. God, teach us how to live before our families, to teach them that you are the way. Don't just come to you when we need something. Don't just come to you when we have to have something. Don't just come to you just because we need to. God, we want to be able to come to you to say, oh, Father, God, I'm here. I'm here, oh, Lord. What need do you have for me to do today? What is it that I need to do to be about your business? What is it that I need to say to someone to let them know that you are, God, still on the throne? You don't sleep nor slumber. You have not laid away a weight for us. You have stayed on our hearts and our minds continuously, and it's time for us to acknowledge you, oh God. Teach us how to get in that place, God, that we could show our family God is God. Teach us how to teach them that you are our resource. You are the resource that we need, the only resource that we need, because without you, God, that nothing else will happen. You give permission for things to happen. You give permission for things not to happen, God, but only with your permission things will happen, that everything in the universes, in the earth, under the stars, under the moons, they have to have your permission, oh God. And we thank you for being our resource, oh God. God, thank you for giving us the strength to change our mind, to get our mindset. Thank you for giving us the strength to acknowledge you, to recognize you as source, as our source, as such as our God, as such as everything we need. God, teach us how to take care of our health. Teach us how to eat the right things. Teach us how to drink the right things. Teach us how to walk away from the things that we put in our mouth that causes us not to be in good health. God, teach us how to want to desire a different diet, myself included, oh God. Teach us how to want to ask for help as far as changing our diets, changing our mindset, changing the health the health that we need to just provide us with being able to move around, get well, take care of others, see to others' health. God, teach us how to cook healthy. Teach us how to eat healthy. God, we just ask you for to give us a heart to encourage people. God, to even encourage ourselves. Teach us how to have the courage to step up and step out on your word. Teach us how to have the courage to speak up and speak out using your word. Teach us how to have the courage to let people know I live by your word and nothing else. God, give us the ability to walk right. Give us the ability to talk right. Give us the ability to see things the way you see them and not the way we see them. God, teach us to see people with love in our hearts. Teach us to see people with love in our minds. Teach us how to speak love to people, speak love over people, speak love about people, that when people are not around and someone's talking about them, God, we will stand in the gap to defend them, to encourage someone else to change their mindset about them, that when you see something in somebody, if you're not have patience with them, you don't think about it, God, teach them how to pray, because love is the key to everything and everybody making it into heaven. God, teach us how to be faithful to one another. Teach us how to be faithful to you, oh God. Teach us how to be faithful to ourselves, because sometimes, Lord, we don't have the faith that we need to do what you told us to do what you have asked us to do. God, we just ask you to give us faithfulness, because you are faithful to us, God. You are faithful to us, oh Lord. We know that your faithfulness lasts forever. Your faithfulness endures forever. Your faithfulness covers all things and all persons. God, we just ask you for that. We ask you for giving us a spirit of never giving up. We believe in you, oh God. We believe that you give us a spirit of love, a spirit of patience, a spirit of meekness, a spirit of power. God, we know that you give us all these things, God, but give us a spirit of never giving up, that no matter what we do, we know that we don't have to give up on you because you don't give up on us. God, we thank you for changing our attitude concerning you, concerning your word, concerning prayer, concerning the body of Christ. God, we just ask you to forgive us. Teach this world how to come back to you. Teach us how to change our attitude concerning your word. Let us have no respect of person, oh God. Let us put down our ideas, our thoughts, our desires, what we feel. Excuse me. Teach us, God, how to do things your way, not our way. Because we know that our ways are not your ways, nor our thoughts are your thoughts. God, teach us how to line up with your word. God, put your word so deep into our spirit, into our heart, into our mind, that when we speak, oh God, the word of God come out and we say, what thus said the word of God? Well, we know the word says this, the word says that. God, teach us how to apply your word over our life. Teach us how to apply your word like lotion. Teach us how to apply your word like Vaseline. Teach us how to apply your word like we do with soap and water. Lather us up in your word, oh God, that we may speak in your word, we may smell like your word, so that we can walk and talk in your word. God, I ask you these things while you're covering this world with the patience, and you're covering this world right now in this pandemic state, that we don't have to panic. But God, if we change our attitude, we'll understand we can run to you in this time. For God, we love you, and we love you with our whole heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so like I said, I hope you all touch and agree with me. I hope you all got your pens, papers, pads, and notebooks. And we're going to start with Psalms 121. It's only 8 verses. So let's just start off with, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy feet to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. I'm going to stop right there for a minute, because when I was reading that, I said, God, I love the way you said, I can look to the hills for which cometh my help. And I notice when I pray, I always say, I don't want to just come to God when I need him. I want to be able to come to God just to say, hello, Lord, I'm here. Here am I. What can I do for you all today, oh God? I love when I read that I was able to say, God, I always want to be ready when I'm asked to do something concerning your ministry. God, I always want to be ready when someone come to me that seems depressed in the spirit, or just they seem that they're without hope. God, I want to be ready. So, God, I don't want to just look to the hills to see, are you there? Are you waiting for me? I know if I look up, the hills may be my bills. The hills may be my family. The hills may be even myself. But, God, I want to be able to look up and see you and know that you're there, because when I call on you for help, I know that's where my help is coming from, looking over my hills. I love the way verse 2 say that my help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. God, I don't know nobody else here on earth, and the only one I know in heaven, God, is you. But I don't know nobody else here on earth that every time I come to them, they have an answer. Every time I come to them, they are able to forgive me when I ask them. I don't know nobody here on earth that has that power. Now, don't get me wrong. I have a family member, and I have people that I talk to that I know pray for me, and I know that they have answers, but I'm talking about in my walk with Christ life. I don't know nobody that has the power to give permission of forgiveness, to give permission of just having power to forgive. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Because, see, when I look to the hills, and that doesn't mean I'm looking up to God, I only know that God has that kind of power and permission to give my help. You know, somebody may help you this week with getting some food or getting some gas for your car or putting a couple of dollars in your pocket, but they don't always have help. Somebody may have some help to say, I can pray for you today, or let's go into prayer, or come on, but they don't have the help. I'm talking about the kind of help that never, ever stops. I'm talking about the kind of help that even sometimes say, no, you can't have that. You know how you may ask somebody for who that is? You know who that is? You got their number. They may say, yeah, here. Or they may even say, no, give me your number, I'll give it to them and tell them to call you. Or they kind of have somewhat of a helper. They may not even want to help you, or if they see you coming, they say, here they come again. I wonder what they need help with now. See, that's not the kind of God I serve. Whether I need help or not, whenever I call on him, God is always there. I love that the word tells me that I can look to the hills from which cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord, which have made heaven and earth. Our strive is to go to heaven. While we're living here on earth, we got to do God's will, God's way. Then I read verse 3 and 4. It kind of like made me stop and think. He said, he will not suffer thy feet to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. I said, okay, God, you saying that you're not going to suffer my feet to be moved, that I can't be moved out of a place now unless I choose to move out that place in you, that it's up to me to be ready for you to use me, be ready for you to take care of me, to be ready for you to keep my mind, you know, stayed on you. But then I read in verse 4, you say, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. I say, okay, God, now I was taught that slumber meant sleep. I said, but in verse 4, you said he would neither slumber nor sleep. So when I said, God, I'm kind of, how do I look at that? Is it saying that you would neither sleep nor sleep? And I said, okay, God, I just started talking to God, and then I started Googling some words, and I started looking in the dictionary, and I started looking at, well, what did the Bible say about that? And I was just reading and reading, and I said, God, what does that mean? You will not slumber nor sleep. God said he will not rest nor sleep. You know how sometimes we sit back and say, God, I just need to sit down and rest a minute. God said he will not rest on us, nor will he go to sleep on us. He said, if we make our bed in hell, he'll be there. He said, whatever you do, God said he will be there. If you are blessing someone, or you're in a place of despair, or you're in a place of unbelief, or you're in a place right now with everything going on in this world, just remember God said that he will not slumber nor sleep. He said that he will keep. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. So if God is keeping Israel, you know he's keeping us, because if we bless Israel, God blesses us. But in the same sense, you got to see yourself as an heir to Christ, where you are a part of Israel. So God said he will not slumber nor sleep. So I'm looking at it where God said that he won't sleep, nor will he rest. He will keep me. Now in verse 5, he said, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. I said, my shade upon my right hand. And I thought about it. Most of the time the sun is shining in my eyes. I'm a right-handed person. I lift my right hand to block out the sun so I can have shade. So I looked up what a shade means. In other words, God said that the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade. So in other words, he's not just my keeper. He's my protector. He's my refuge. He's my shelter. He said he upon thy right hand. So if the Lord Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father, and he's my shade on my right hand, God is taking care of me. He's my keeper. He's my protector. He's my refuge. He's my shelter. And I said, God, you are an awesome God. You are a God of mercy. You are a God of grace. I said, God, with you, I can't go wrong. With you by my side, in my spirit, in my heart, God, I can't go wrong. God, as long as I let you be my lead, I can't go wrong. God, as long as I let you tell me when, sometimes you say, just shut up. Just shut up, just sit down. You ain't always got to have the last word. You ain't always got to have the first word. God says, sometime I don't need you to have nothing but just intercede. Just be praying for someone when they're talking, or be praying for a situation. You ain't got to always jump up and say, I'll be the one. Sometimes you need to be the one to just sit back. And when people look at you that know you, that know you talk a lot, they're going to wonder, if you're quiet, and you're letting God lead and guide you, they'll be able to see that Spirit of God on you, and then they will so join in to intercessing interceding for that person at that time. When you know that God is your shade, even in your backyard or your front yard or your front or your porch, whatever, you want to put up an umbrella or you want to sit under a tree. When you get in the natural shade, just imagine how God covers you with his, oh, my Lord, with his love, with his spirit, how God covers you. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. And the sixth verse says, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. So if you want to, like, smite, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. I say, God, in other words, you saying the sun smite. We know smite means to attack, to strike, to kill, to seriously injure. So you're saying the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. So God said that I won't be killed. I won't be injured, seriously injured. I won't be attacked. I won't be struck by something or someone, by the sun in the day, or by whatever thing come out at night, by the moon light. I just wanted to say, I just looked in these three words in the Bible that really kind of took me to a place. I said, okay, God, what is this saying to me? How do I apply this to your word? How do I apply this to my life? And God just started breaking it down to me. So I'm going to come back to that. But the seventh verse says, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, and he shall preserve thy soul. The eighth verse says, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. So when I looked at the word and I began to just really read these eight verses, eight scriptures, and I was looking at the key words, and the first thing I did in verse 1, I looked and it said, I will. Okay. Lift up my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. So I had to look at, the first verse told me, it cometh, my help cometh. The second verse told me my help cometh from the Lord. So that's where, again, my help cometh from the Lord. The first verse say, my help cometh. The second verse say, from the Lord. The third verse says that my help that cometh from the Lord will not slumber. I'm just breaking it down at how I saw it. So my help cometh from the Lord, will not slumber. And the fourth verse says, or sleep, nor sleep. It will not slumber nor sleep. The fifth verse says, my keeper is my shade. Now, when I begin to just sit there and say, okay, God, I'm going to put these together and I'm going to take these keywords. Don't get me wrong, I'm not adding nothing to it and I'm not taking nothing from it. But I'm just showing you the words that changed my attitude as far as reading this psalm, what it meant to me, that how powerful this is to me for my life. And I want you to apply it to your life. From 1 through 8, I just looked at it. My help cometh from the Lord, will not slumber nor sleep. My keeper is my shade. He will not smite me. My keeper will not smite me, but he will preserve me, and he will preserve my soul. also he will preserve my going in and my coming out forevermore. And I said, God, you are such an awesome God. You are such a good God. You just take us from place to place. You take us in to areas of this world, and we're not even aware of where we're coming out of, where we're going into. We're not even aware. We just, as they say, my mom used to say, we were children, just so laxy-daisy. We're in a place where we just automatically think. We just automatically feel. We just automatically know. But when you learn to invite God into your life daily, when you learn to pray daily, when you learn to give God all day thanks and praise and glory, when you learn to just stay in a place of saying, God, I need you. I need you continuously. I need you, God, when I'm not even aware. Because the 8th verse says, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. So even after I'm dead and gone, long as I've lived the life God has called me to live, long as I do what God has told me to do, long as I be who God has appointed me to be, doing his will, his way, I'm going to fall under that forevermore. Because at the end, I want to hear, good and faithful servant. I want to know that when I'm before him, he's going to say, enter in, my good and faithful servant. He's going to know that I've done my assignment. Because one thing I want you all to know is I'm not afraid of many things, but one thing I am afraid of is missing out on what God has appointed for me to do. I say, Lord, help me with my shortcomings. Lord, help me with my fall. You know, most of the time I'm minister, I talk, I use myself as an example because there's so much I need to straighten out within me. I really don't have time for other people. I'm asking God to give me patience because I really don't have patience for people that seems to be playing with God, that seems to be playing with his ministry, because I said, God, if it's me, please show me. Because, see, before I say something out of the way, I'm learning how to give my mouth to God that he may teach it, train it, keep it, shed it. See, we can't do that because we get caught up in our feelings. So I just want to be like Minister Margo. I want to tell on myself. I want to expose myself because, see, somebody else may be going through this, and they may say, I don't know because I'm the only one. You're not. You're not the only way. One. Just like God told the prophet, he wasn't the only one. You're not the only one. Some of us have the same thing. Some of us have new things. Some of us have other things. But whatever thing we have, we can look to the hills for which cometh our help, because our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So lift up your eyes, lift up your heart, lift up your voice and say, God, it's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of help. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of deliverance. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing here placing myself under Holy Ghost arrest. Because God, at the end of the day, I want to know that if I didn't do it, like you said, I attempt to do it. God, each day I want to get closer to you. I want to know you even the more. God, help me with my do's and my don'ts, my wills and my wants. God, I don't have no, I can't do that, I can't do this. I don't need nobody to judge me because, see, my judgment comes from God. that I care about. People can feel about me the way, however they want, but I'm going to tell you like this. Take it to the Lord and ask God to straighten it out. Ask God to work on me, because one thing I do know, God is my Savior. God is my healer. God is my source. God is my everything. God is all of that, because I just read to you his word said I can look to him, because he is my help that cometh. I can look to him because he won't suffer my foot to move. I can look to him because he will not slumber nor sleep. I can look to him because he is my shade on my right hand. I can look to him because he won't smite me or let nothing smite me by day or by night. I can look to him because he preserves me from all evil. I can look to him because he preserves my soul. I can look to him because he preserves my going in and my coming out from this time forth and forevermore. And the reason I say I can look to him, that no weapon is formed against me that shall prosper. But the only thing I want you all to understand, whatever happened, God gave it permission. I can look to God because God gives permission for everything that happens to me, to you, and to anybody else. God makes no mistakes. A lot of times we get mad and say, God, why did you do? God didn't do all the things we're giving him. God didn't allow all the things because he said, be careful. Be careful. If you are caught in an area that God didn't tell you to be in, be careful. Be careful. That's all I can say. Be careful. Just make sure your life is right with God. Make sure God is ahead of your life. Make sure that God has control, total control of your life, so that if something do go wrong, you don't have to worry about what God's going to say. You have the devil try to come and say, oh, that sounds like she's I can't say the word right now, forgive me, where they'll try to say I'm saying the same thing, or I'm not. God, forgive me, sometimes my words get tangled up. I can't say the word right now. But I'm not conflicting. That's it. I'm not conflicting. What I'm saying is God will protect you. But he said every man have a measure of faith. Every man is having the same time, has days. We don't know what your days is as well as you don't know the length of my days. But whatever this we have here, let's do what God told us to do. Let's look to the hills. Let's wait on our help. Let's just give God the honor, the praise, the glory. Let's just stay before God. I'm saying, God, I have some things I need to have straightened out. I have some things I need for you to help me to cancel out. I enjoy things I shouldn't enjoy. I say things I shouldn't say. You know, I know y'all don't do that, but this is where I'm at. God, help me to put a bridle on my tongue. Help me to not joke certain ways. Help me to not say certain things. Help me to not look at things, situation, or people a certain way. God, help me to see what you see, God. I don't just want to have your eye, your heart, God. I want to have your eyes. God, I want to even have your nose, because your word says you hate the smell of sin. It stinks in your nostrils. God, teach me how to see through your eyes. Teach me how to smell with your nostril. Teach me how to speak with your lips. Teach me, God, how to take your spirit on me and in me 100%. That when I see people and I hear people, I see them and hear them the way you do. Teach me how to see someone in the future that looks much better than they do right now. God, teach me how not to label them like the world say, your first impression is your last. God, teach me how to see them as a finished product in your will. Teach me how to stop looking at them right now. God, I want to be used by you. I want the body of Christ to be put in place so that in this day and time is when this world needs the church, needs to see the followers of Christ be just that, followers of Christ. God, teach us how not to be like everyone else. Your word said you would preserve our going out and our coming in. God, what is going out of us? And what are we letting in? God, preserve me, oh God. When my mom used to preserve fruit when we were kids, she would cook it a certain way and she would mix it a certain way and she put certain ingredients in it. And then she put them in these special jars that had special lids with special caps. And I want God to preserve me. Put your specialty in me, God. Mix me the way you want me to be mixed, with love and patience and endurance and courage and faithfulness. And I just want you, God, to put in me what you have for me. Change my attitude, God. Put your cap on me, Lord. Put your seal on me, God. Preserve me. Put me in a place that, God, everything come out of me be about the word of God says. Jesus says, I live the way God said I should live. God, put me in your place of preserving. I want to be preserved by you, oh God. Because at a time like this, we know we need a Savior. But at a time like this, our Savior needs us to let the people know that he's still here. He's still on the throne. He's still on top of the hill. He still have cattle here, cattle there. God is still God. Open your hearts and your minds to know that God is still God. One thing I do know, I want to be used by God. I love the song, He Came Seeking for Me. I can't remember a lot of the words to songs, but I remember the key part. Oh, what a wonderful thing it could be. God came seeking for me. I know it says, oh, what a wonderful thing. I know that God came seeking for me. I know that God touched me as a young girl. I know that God did things for me that nobody else can do. As a kid, I had scarlet fever, and I break out of heat rashes even to this day. My body got so hot. I remember one time being out at a restaurant with my, we used to call him Bucky, my Uncle Bucky, and we was at Al's, and I got so hot I passed out in the restaurant. I can't take it too hot. Saying that so y'all know, that's why I know I don't want to go to hell. I had the scarlet fever as a kid. I fell down and cut this and cut that, whether it was my hand, my arm, my leg, my lip, bit through my lip plan, and so much stuff happened to me that I know is nothing but God. Riding on bicycles, well, I tell you, rode from the west side of Chicago all the way over north to just say 3500 West, which is where I live, 200 north. But we would ride all the way to, how would I say it? 40-some, 60-something, 100 north, and we will ride over east about 1,500. Now, that's a long way. That's a long way. On bicycles or catch the bus or the L, me and my sisters, and we would be walking through projects. We would go play volleyball over in Cabrini Green, Henry Hornet, Rockwell, Stateway, Ida B. Well. We just went where they said volleyball, we went. Softball, we went. We wasn't thinking about the culture of life over there because we was going to play ball, the innocence of young mind. We was going to play ball. Unfortunately, the world isn't like that now. But because we had praying parents, we had a praying church we belonged to at the time, Mission Way Church of God in Christ, we were doing those things. We had people praying for us. That's what we need to do. We got to go back to preserving our conversations. We got to go back to not sleeping or slumbering. We got to go back to prayer. We got to go back. We got to go back. Because this world that we live in needs prayer deeply. This country that we live in was founded on In God We Trust. We need prayer immediately. We need prayer. That's why I said when I look to the hills, for which cometh my help. It ain't just for what I need in my house. It's for what I need outside my house, what I need for my family. I'm placing America and my family under Holy Ghost arrest. I hope you come free will, but if you have to come kicking and screaming, God, I'm placing them under Holy Ghost arrest. Because as we were taught as children, we don't want to see none lost. God, have your way, have your way, have your way. But God, I'm asking you for one more again, another chance for us to get it right. God, I thank you. I love you with my whole heart. On today, I thank all of you all that listen, all of you all that called in or going to listen later in the archives. I hope I said something or read something to you that would help you get to the place of God that you need to be. I hope I read something that would help you stay in a place in God that you want to be and need to be. For God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but shall have everlasting life. I want us to get that in our heart and know that God loves us just that much. We've been looking on the news what people been saying, that was my only child. Now, if the world can cry like that, imagine what God did. But he gave us. He came down. He gave us his son. And with that being said, God, we just say thank you, Lord. Amen. So I want you all to know, come back on tomorrow night. It is Dr. Serena Wright's night for a blog talk. Ministries on Monday nights from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are also here with Blog Talk as well as Facebook Live on Friday nights with myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and Prophet Antoine Thomas. This Friday coming up will be the first Friday of August. Yes, we're already in August. Time waits for no one. That's why I love the 8th verse that says, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and evermore. Time waits for no one. So that program will be on Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Minister Sylvia Kaiser, will be your host for this first Friday. And we will be back here next Sunday with our very own apostle-elect, Cecilia Kaiser, yes, Lord, at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Apostle Cecilia, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser, along with Minister Brandon Kaiser. And I just want to say that this ministry loves you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you could do about it. This ministry was a vision that God gave Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser. I don't remember exactly what year, but I know I think it's been in the double digits now. This ministry has been going on, and I just thank the faithful membership to the ministry, which is Dr. Serena Wright, Servant Troy Thomas, Minister Margot McCore, myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser. We thank you all for just supporting us. Facebook Live, Blog Talk, please keep supporting us, because this ministry is for the edifying of the body of Christ. And with all of that being said, we want to say have a good day. Keep God first. If you're on your way to church, go on and get your praise on. And pray for me and my family in this ministry. Amen. In Jesus' name. Good night. Good morning. Good afternoon. Bye-bye.